The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Okay, people. Welcome. Nice to see the messages streaming. And that's me writing when it's highlighted in yellow, Insight Meditation Center. That's not my assistant. Don't have an assistant. I have lots of lovely people in the background, but I don't have an assistant chatting out. Well, good mornings. Yeah. Anyway, lovely to be with you. It's been sweet to be with you this week, and let's sit. So just on a dime, just begin with love, some species of love. Gratitude or compassion, loving kindness, joy. Equanimity. Or maybe it's that special species of love that we call grief. But find something that gives you some access to your heart. Just rest in that for a minute or two as we begin here. Just like irritation or hatred or impatience, depressive mood, just like all of that can flavor everything. So too can love. In the light of love and care and poignancy, this just this breath is kind of a big deal, kind of wonderful. The energy of care, gratitude, aliveness just sort of suffuses the body. Need not be dramatic, need not be the rapturous delight, geysers of love. Maybe very subtle. But body and mind tilted in the direction of care. Tenderness. Gratitude for finding a path that promises or hypothesizes that that any given moment is practicable, any life is practicable. The possibility of love and freedom is never foreclosed. And we may not be able to think our way into freedom. We may not be able to muscle our way into it, to effort our way into it. And yet it beckons us. The more stable our mind gets, the more unambivalent our love gets. And when that which is not love arises, don't have to artificially force your way into ease or forgiveness or joy or whatever. Just when the love is kind of sufficiently humming along, stabilized, strong container, sort of drop the hate into that love. And the hate burns off. Doesn't mean we can't say no. Or we can't say no to something. But the hate burns off. May we be free from suffering.